Since Scripture calls the entire church to serve as a holy nation of royal priests, it often causes Christians to wonder about the role of modern ministers. After all, if every member of the church now ministers to God, what's left for pastors to do? What is the proper role of ordained ministers in the church?
It's important to think through the relationship between the entire church as a priesthood of all believers. And then what would be the point of having pastors? I mean, if we're all priests, why do we need them? As we work from the Old Testament to the New, the Old Covenant to the New, the nation of Israel was viewed as a priesthood. They had priests who represented them, but they were to also represent God to the entire world. As you work to the New Testament, the fulfillment of the priesthood is Christ as our great high priest. He is the one who offers himself for us. He is the one who takes our place. He is the one who intercedes for us. He then, by virtue of his work, makes us now priests. He brings us back to God. We then intercede for the world. We carry out our priestly work in terms of our restoration of what it was meant to be as his image bearers, of carrying out the cultural mandate before us. The whole body of Christ are priests yet. That doesn't mean, then, that we don't have teachers, leaders in the church. All of us are priests. All of us know God. Yet there are certain gifts that are given out to the church that are not all the same. Christ, as he ascends, pours out gifts of leaders, pastors, teachers, even though all of us know God directly, intercede directly before him through our Lord Jesus Christ, priestly work. Yet there are those who in the body serve different purposes, and pastors have that unique role of leading and teaching and equipping the people of God, and they're gifted in that way as fellow priests, but given a special role and a unique leadership role in the church.
There is a need, as indeed in any organization, to have people who are in charge. And God is not a God who encourages sheer chaos, and any community needs to have good order. And therefore, it is appropriate, and we see this in the New Testament, for people to be elevated, if that's the right word, to positions of authority, that we're called to be submissive to those who are in authority. If that's true in the pagan world, how much more in the Christian church, which should be submissive to those who have leadership or who are over us in the Lord, to use a phrase from the New Testament. What, therefore, is the role of these people? Well, to serve their people. We're called to be servant leaders, but also to be, teachers. I think that's a key role. If actually Christ rules his church by his word, then those who are called to be leaders in his church must, as it were, exercise Christ's rule of his church by the same means, which is by his word, which then shows you the importance in the New Testament of people being called to be teachers. And it's those who have our ability to teach who are meant to be those who lead. There's also a role for pastoral care and for being nice to people and caring for the flock, those who are Jesus' sheep. But I would have put the primary role is that of being a teacher, ruling God's people by his word.